I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. On Sunday, a gunman opened fire in an Orlando gay nightclub, killing 50 people and injuring 53. This is the deadliest mass shooting in U.S. history, and ISIS has claimed responsibility for the shooting. But in the wake of this tragedy, Greg Howe with InterVarsity Christian Fellowship says one thing the church can do now is to communicate to the community, we denounce the violence, and that we stand with you in this time of fear. Followers of Christ can and should hold on to faith convictions, but also maintain a spirit of love. Please pray for the LGBTQ and the Muslim communities, for hope and the church's witness of the gospel. And in light of all that's been happening around the world recently, sometimes it's good just to stop and praise the Lord for his faithfulness. Slava Gospel Association's president, Bob Provost, reminisces about a seminary that SGA helped launch 25 years ago. Today, it has 1,700 graduates that have literally been changing Ukraine for the glory of Christ. Mission Network News, a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. I'm Ruth Kramer.